Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello, this is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Yes, we may Anthony's have a lighter is going malfunction. Well, that's fine.
Oh no,
I'm gonna find one out in the studio waiting room somewhere. All right. So, hey, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A1 in Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe live from the Poop in a Box Studio B in Chicago.
Poop in a Box.
Poop in a Box.
Poop in a Box.
Wiki Wiki Wick Wack. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 295 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 25th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.O-R-G. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, just do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, you're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Roger.
It's just a bunch of craziness everywhere, isn't it?
I think so. Looks like you have some interesting news for us tonight.
Yeah, I
do. Is this breaking news?
I do. Well, it's not quite, because I don't... It's not a confirmed thing yet, but... And it may still not be a confirmed thing. Hopefully, it's looking good for a prospect of employment up there.
Yay, prospect
so
of employment.
I may have something that's relatively close to home, actually. And
yeah, it sounds like you're going to be able to walk to the grocery store, walk to the job site.
Yeah. And you know,
what else?
I don't know. We'll see what happens, but... So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that things work out in this aspect.
Yes.
And it'll be great.
Yes.
We had some folks over the weekend. We did Monopoly, which is always...
How did that go?
Yeah, it actually went fine. I was the banker. I didn't play. We had seven people, so it was only for six. So that was fine. I played the banker, which kept me busy anyway. And it actually went very well. It definitely lasted quite a few hours, and we finally broke it up. Yeah, it was a bit of a game, but it was a well-spirited game.
Did you play with any altered rules, or was it strictly vanilla Monopoly?
There were some altered rules that we used. We did stray from some of the book rules, but for the most part, we tried to keep it within the rules. Free parking, you get money on free parking. You're supposed to pay it back to the bank, but, you know, shit like that. So there were a couple of things that we allowed, kind of worked around. But, you know, it's all good.
Well, that sounds fun.
So, yeah. And this evening, what am I smoking this evening? It's something new I'm trying. I got a pre-roll from the dispensary this afternoon.
Ooh. Yes, I went with you on your dispensary.
Yes,
visit.
You did. You were telephonically with me.
They should never ask you if you want extras without checking your record. Like, don't
you hear that. Yeah, you do hear that. It's funny because that is what happens often when I go. They will also, they usually offer, we can double your order, and it's great. But the problem is that I just don't have any left. And it is kind of irritating when they're like, oh, well, we'll give you two more of these for like an extra $20. That's a great deal. I'd love to get an extra two of these for $20, but you won't give me two of these for $20 because I can't get two of those for $20. So, yeah, and that's going to be over with soon enough. But it's funny how that all works out here. It's like every time I go to the weed store, I hit my rec. It's pretty predictable at this point because it's been days. I go and I get all my shit and then I wait, and then once it runs out, it takes about a week, it runs out, and I go again. Usually I go on either Mondays or Sundays, and I had to go today because I didn't get some of my rec opened up today, which is of course no longer available because I have a dead lighter and a joint. But did I say the strain that I was smoking?
No.
Orlando Spice is the name of the
Orlando
strain.
Spice.
Orlando Spice. Orlando That's Spice. The name that I am smoking. And what about you, Joe? What are you up to?
Oh, well, let's see. What am I up to? Well, I went to a new dispensary today. I went to the Green Rose. They have a location in River North here in the neighborhood River North in Chicago. It's right around the corner from Ascend, which is usually the place I go, but today the place I usually go did not have any of my strains.
Wow.
They had none of the strains that I usually like. And
the Green Rose?
I was telling,
is that it?
Yeah, the Green Rose.
You should go
they only
to
have
the Brown Starfish.
There's another dispensary. Actually, there's two dispensaries off of the North Claiborne Triangle area.
Okay.
So, but anyways,
looks like Ascend is going to have to be mine in the Garfield Ridge area.
Yeah,
that's like the only
one. I think for you, you're going to like them.
Yeah, they seem pretty good. I check their site from time to time, and they seem pretty good. So, but go on. I'm sorry.
I still have some of the Blackberry Sativa, and I think I'm done with the gas station sushi, and I have a few of the Jet Fuel gelatos.
Okay.
Basic thoughts, the Blackberry works great at night, gives me such a peppy, funny, silly energy.
I got the message for it, too.
You sure do. And the other two, they're just, I don't know, I can't say I would buy them again. Now, I'm trying out the Mac 1 from this new dispensary, okay. And it's having a much more sedative effect than anything, and that could very well also be that I've had different strains today, so
you've
I might be still kind of mixing
today.
And matching.
Yeah, sampling.
Which is difficult when you really want to try to figure out which one is going to make you the best. So I still need to wait a little bit, and maybe tomorrow when I get home from work, just try the Mac 1 without having anything throughout the day.
That's true. Might not be a bad
idea. And seeing where we're at.
See how
so.
It goes for you.
But I did try a Royal Nimbus Snacks, and I've tried a Dog Walker's White Durban today, and both of those were decent. One of them made me like a space cadet, and the other one was okay. Yeah, it was all right.
I like the Dog Walkers.
You like the
they're
Dog
nice,
Walkers?
They're nice tiny joints. They're quick joints. You can go through them fast.
Yeah.
It's like a good.
So, Anthony, do we have any voice of the mails?
We do not.
Okay. Sorry. Well, guess what, folks? That's all right. Our chat room is open at chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. And our phone lines are ready right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellulary mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial.
Yay.
All right, Anthony, what you got for us in the weed corner?
All right. So for our first weed story of the night, comes from WPTV West Palm Beach, Florida. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration released a report saying that marijuana does have a legitimate medical use and recommended the Drug Enforcement Agency to change its classification from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. The Department of Health and Human Services formally recommended that the DEA classify marijuana as Schedule 3 in August last year after the Biden administration asked for it to review how drug is classified under federal law. Earlier this year, Senate Democrats urged President Biden to deschedule the drug entirely, meaning you would not need a doctor's authorization to use marijuana. As a Schedule 1 drug, marijuana is in the same category as some of the hardest drugs like heroin, LSD, and methamphetamine, which means it's actually classified as being more dangerous than fentanyl, a Schedule 2 narcotic. Our next story comes from the Marijuana Moment. Ongoing federal marijuana prohibition has caused a real problem for banks amid the growing state of legalization. At a House Appropriations Financial Services and General Government Subcommittee hearing on Thursday, Representative Dave Joyce asked Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to weigh in on regulatory complications resulting from the conflict between federal and state marijuana policies. Yellen began by saying that her department would potentially welcome legislation in this area that would clarify for banks what their responsibilities are with respect to the cannabis industry. The Senate Banking Committee approved the Safer Banking Act last September, but it is currently pending floor action. The House has passed earlier versions of the legislation at least seven times now in some form over the recent sessions. Notably, this is the second time that the former House Majority Leader proactively voiced his support for cannabis banking reform this week. And that's it for the Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Anthony. Those were two very informative stories, and Joe's thoughts on the first, it's like, that's great. It's good that it's being really further pushed back.
Right.
And on the second story, it's like, well, just make it not illegal for banks to take marijuana, cannabis, legalized cannabis money.
Right.
Because eventually all states are going to legalize it in some form. And
it sounds like the federal government's going to make it, you know,
less of an issue
anyway.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, that's great news. Well, Anthony, are you ready for today's fun fact?
I see.
Yes. Did you know, Anthony, in his hometown of Lima, Peru, Otto glided through the legs of 30 people, setting a record for the longest human tunnel traveled through by a skateboarding dog. Yes, that's right. Gliding through the legs of 30 people. As required by Guinness World Records, each person creating the tunnel stood facing the same direction and with their feet apart to allow the talented English bulldog to pass freely underneath without being led or touched in any way. A huge crowd gathered to watch, and the three-year-old dog became an instant celebrity, as videos of the achievement were viewed by millions of people and news outlets all over the world. Wow. Wasn't that interesting?
That was exciting.
And that was today's fun fact. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show.
Absolutely.
All right, Roger, why don't you, I guess, go ahead and take it away?
Do whatever Roger does.
Is that what Roger does?
I don't know what Roger does.
Take it away.
Oh, hi, it's me, your out-of-whack Roger, wowee. Well, anyway, this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today.
Uh-oh.
And today is March 25th, 2024, and oh boy, it's National Medal of Honor Day, Tolkien Reading Day, and what all you sea shanty chefs are humping the oven over, it's National Lobster Newburgh Day, wow. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that coops out lobster Newburghs all over the smaller wheel,
God,
which somehow causes
so
the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin.
I know, right?
No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe.
I'm twiddling,
and push
I'm twiddling.
The button, Anthony.
Twiddling!
Oh, it's the insurance wheel. I like the part when it vibrates.
Listen to that. Oh, Jesus.
Well, they just don't want it to go through the roof anymore. Where they bought us like 6 new roofs over the past year.
What kind of wheel is this?
Ooh, this is my favorite part.
Ooh, excuse me. What is it doing?
Who is vibrating? Ooh, we win! We win! What did we win? There we go. Okay, fantastic. Wow, that's a lot of news. Oh, and we got some change back, too. How about that?
That's nice.
Oh, okay. Well, grab the quarter, Joe. It's for you. You pay the barking meter with it. Tonight, our random story comes from NBC News and tells us about a lot of horny Texans who can't watch porn. The entire portfolio of adult content platforms owned by ILO, or ILO, is that ILO? ILO. Which includes Pornhub, Brazzers, YouPorn, and Men.com, have removed access to their content in Texas due to new laws requiring showing government-issued ID to access online adult content.
Damn.
Alex Kiksky, ILO's vice president of brand and community, says that ILO has publicly supported age verification of users for years, but believe that any new law or any law to the effect of the Texas law must ensure minors do not access content intended for adults, but also preserve user safety and privacy. The state of Texas sued ILO, alleging that it violated its age verification law, which requires visitors to porn sites to show government-issued identification or other data to confirm they are 18 or older. It subjects porn sites to fines of up to $10,000 per day for failing to verify users' ages. Texas lawsuit claims ILO has been in violation for 160 days and so must pay up to $1.6 million as well as $10,000 for each additional day after the filing date. A spokesperson for the State Attorney General office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Texas is the latest in a string of states, including Montana, North Carolina, Louisiana, Utah, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Virginia, where ILO has restricted access to its porn sites because of age verification laws. So if you live in any of those states, you can't get to Pornhub. That must really suck.
How about VPN?
You have to. That's probably what most of them end up doing is VPN.
Yeah.
And then, so go figure. Anyway, hang tight, folks. We will be back in 2 minutes after this short break.
Short break.
Short break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Hello!
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Baby, spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh. Pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she knew she was little? It's hard to hide the kid.
ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue that thing.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyamba Radio. Be sure to visit Shyamba.org, that's Shyamba.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Why, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Well, what do we got tonight, Anthony? Let's see if I can find it.
Look for it.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, Source Fire very own Chip Skipper, edited by the OnCrack Chicago News team, led by Dick White, it's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 65 degrees. The dew point is 42 degrees, and the humidity is at 43%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the southeast at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 29 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Please. Tonight, folks, it's going to be farty. Check your butthole flap. Showers mainly after 8 p.m., low around 47. Breezy with a south-southeast wind, 20 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And let me tell you, I was standing at a bus stop, and a big gust of wind blew all this dust and debris. And it was
disgusting. Damn near blew your panties off.
Well, not only that, but it covered me in, like, dust.
Ooh, dust.
Yeah. Anyways, Tuesday. A chance of showers before 10 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Where am I? Then a chance of showers after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Continued gusty butthole alert. It will be breezy, with the south-southwest winds with 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, with a high near 44. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, go ahead and press that flashing any key. Now with even more fibra.
And now for the news.
So, in today's Poop in a Box story, reporting from Tampa, Florida, WFLA, a trip to the bathroom on a recent Delta flight turned into a harrowing ordeal for one unlucky passenger who became trapped in the lavatory for over a half an hour, according to his wife. The man's wife shared his story on Reddit last week, explaining that she and her husband, along with their two children, were flying from Salt Lake City to New Orleans when he got up to use the bathroom. After 5 minutes, I wondered what was going on, wrote the Reddit user, who identified her husband as Brant. Was he using this time as the much-needed break from his children's whiny demands and frequent tantrums?
Hell no, he was sucking cock in the airplane lavatory.
But at about 10 minutes later, she said she overheard a flight attendant say the word stuck and realized her husband was trapped in the bathroom. She then looked down the aisle toward the bathroom where she saw two flight attendants yanking the bathroom door handle. In an attempt to free my trapped husband, she wrote. Eventually, even the pilot was called over to help.
How the hell do you get trapped in an airplane bathroom?
Yeah, it was good and sealed, as seen in video shared in the Reddit post. Ultimately, the woman said her husband was freed after kicking the hell out of the door while the pilot was pulling as hard as possible. He was in there for approximately 35 minutes. When contacted about the incident, a representative for Delta shared the following statement with Nexstar's WFLA. We have been in contact with the customer following this situation with an offer of apology and are investigating the situation to better understand the root cause and make any changes as needed to address the matter going forward. The Delta spokesperson wrote, The Reddit user, however, said she and her husband are not totally satisfied with the airline's response, claiming they offered her husband 2,000 Delta SkyMiles, or the equivalent of around $24, according to Bankrate and NerdWallet.
Despite the ordeal, he was stuck in the bathroom for 30 minutes. I mean, what more do you want out of that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like not like he was sitting next to a door plug that blew out.
Right.
Jesus.
Well, now, you know, they don't say in the story if he was, like, covered in poop or if...
I don't think he was covered in poop or anything. It just sounds like either the door mechanism got stuck or he stuck it somehow when he closed it because he... I don't know.
I suppose if you have severe claustrophobia, it could be a little nasty. But
yeah,
anyway,
you should
move
be
on
plane at that point.
Well, you know, Anthony, I would actually love to go do this. I think this would be a fun little outing for all of us. Reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee, WATE, on the heels of Pancake Week, Eggo is inviting people to the ultimate Eggo experience for Spring Week. People can now book a stay at the first ever Eggo House of Pancakes in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. The Pancake House includes a stick of butter-shaped chimney and breakfast-inspired decor from fluffy pancake beds and beanbag chairs. The home also includes a fire pit overlooking the Smokies and a maple syrup fountain. Ooh. Eggo shared in a release that the home's freezer will be packed full of Eggo pancakes. The pancakes range in flavors from buttermilk, blueberry, chocolatey chip to minis and chocolatey chip minis. Starting on National Pancake Day, which is February 28th, people can request to book one of four different three-night stays at house for nothing a night by visiting home2go.com. Bookings will be, I guess you could possibly still get a booking through the end of March. So, you know, give it a try. Home2go.com. I wish I could go, but I can't go.
So they're not a sponsor of us or anything, right?
Nope.
Okay, good. Because to be honest with you, I'm really... That seems very underwhelming to have a bunch of frozen pancakes to choose from. I'm just not a fan of the frozen waffle, pancake thing.
I wouldn't mind it. It would be kind of...
If you were high enough, you wouldn't care, I guess.
You know, I mean, it's just something weird to do.
It is definitely something weird to do. I imagine you would be incredibly constipated afterwards. And as we move on... I already got my finger on the volume leveler.
Well, guess what, folks? I don't care whose birthday it is. You'd have to pay me to eat a $187 hot dog.
I try.
Anyways, reporting from The Loop. If Chicagoans know one thing, it's a classic no-nonsense hot dog. So what about an over-the-top dog served up for nearly $200? A downtown hotel is celebrating Chicago's 187th birthday with a luxurious dog and a price tag to match. For $187, Pendry Chicago is offering an alternative to the sausages found at stands across the city. The new hot dog special features a French-style Boudin Blanc sausage, traditionally made of pork on a poppy seed bun. It's topped with black truffle granulated mustard, seared foie gras, and a porcini rye crumble. Including in the combo is yet another Lug's take on a classic, an old-fashioned made with Maker's Mark cellar-aged bourbon, Macallan 12 C12-year-old single malt scotch, Luxardo cherries, and last but not least, gold flakes. Ooh. If $187 is a little out of your budget, the Pendry has another elevated take on the Chicago dog for a more affordable $28. It includes a signature hot dog served on a Japanese milk bread. That sounds good. With truffle Gouda fondue, not bad, dill pickled green tomato, and truffle mustard aioli. I've tried that.
How about
that? Paired with an old fashioned made using Uncle Nearest rye, Angostura bitters, and Demerara sugar. Anyone interested in trying these unconventional hot dogs, they're not quite available anymore, folks. But you know him. We'll let you know if they ever become available again. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Tit Skipper and his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
All righty. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's lovely. Absolutely lovely. This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous. Harness and leash sets for your flush feet. Try that again. Harness and leash sets for your fluffy chickens are now available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playuschampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, pro-queer Christian soldiers battle religious nationalists, 10 years of Nigerian crackdowns on LGBTQ people, New York City St. Patrick's Day parades are troubled no more, and in the news, England's NHS cuts off trans kids' puberty blockers, Uganda activists lose their recognition appeal, Tokyo and Sapporo courts rule for marriage equality, drivers can only be male or female in Kansas and Arkansas, and Floridians can now say some gay. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back after we reattach Roger's arms in 2 minutes. And join us in the chat channel, cheyampa.org. We'll be back.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first place in the world to allow women to vote was New Zealand? Did you know that the first parachute jump happened in 1918 over France? Or how about the fact that the first paperback book was printed by Penguin Publishing in 1935? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hey, Betty here. No, really, you fools, it's me, Betty. Sure, you don't recognize my voice, I get it. Well, I just came out of the Roboto shop and they told me they upgraded my vocal processing unit. I never asked for this, they just did anyway. They say it's better than ever. We shall see, don't you worry, I'm still a bitch and sassy as ever. With that said, make sure you keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Visit our website at www.cheyampa.info.
This has been a Joe Wisdom frustration. Do you have a frustration? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right.
You got it, Anthony.
Yes, anytime, Betty. You do wonderful work in this segment. You've done so well. Before we continue, it is time for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 77 degrees. The visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 64. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 84. I didn't give the rest of the information. The humidity is currently at 54%. The dew point is currently 59 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 64. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 69. On Wednesday, will be a 30% chance of showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, then partly sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday night will be a 50% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, with a low around 68. And that's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Yay, crazy Florida news.
Exactly. Little moose tracks are taking forever to load up for me.
I saw that.
Yeah. Okay. You're getting the same thing. Okay. So it's not just me. Good. All right. So tonight, our first Florida story comes from Fox News and tells us about a Florida woman who took the Florida free market a little too far. Jessica, 33, was arrested and charged with child neglect and abandonment, selling or surrendering minor for property or money, and 3 counts of child abuse after an incident that unfolded outside a business in Palatka.
The fuck?
Jessica was loitering around the business with her daughter on March 5th. The Palatka Police Department said on Wednesday she had been around the area for a few days. An employee of the unidentified business asked Jessica if she needed assistance. Jessica refused any help but offered to sell her child. When the citizen refused to purchase the child, Jessica walked away, leaving her daughter behind. The employee took the child to the police department and told officers what allegedly had happened. The girl was handed over to the Department of Children and Family Services and has been since placed in foster care. Jessica was arrested and is being... Oh my goodness, hold on. Good. I need a sound effect with this one. Jessica was arrested and is being held on $255,000 bail at the Putnam County Jail, according to jail records. Right? That's some crazy shit right there. Crazy Florida shit. Let's get some better stuff. It's the turkey hunting time. Let's go find that turkey. Go find a turkey or a buzzard. Our second story tonight comes from WES Channel 2 Orlando and warns us about the dangers of dressing like a turkey in Florida.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
We was turkey hunting and I see what I thought was a gobbler and he had a decoy set up and I didn't know he was there, said the 911 caller. First responders found a man who had been shot in the head and torso with birdshot. The victim was hospitalized and is expected to survive. Chief Brandon also shared the hunter who was shot was not dressed the way it is recommended. The chief said that hunters normally are what's called safety orange in some capacity. They're a vest, jacket, hat, something that's going to give another foot or some indication that there's another human being present in the area that they're shooting into. In this case, the chief said the victim was wearing a camouflage outfit. Police interviewed the hunter who pulled the trigger and explained he thought he was shooting a turkey, but soon realized it was a decoy. He then heard someone say they had been shot, and he called 911. Officers located a shotgun shell, a stake to secure the decoy, a turkey call striker, and several small puddles of blood. The case has since been turned over to the Florida Wildlife Commission, and they will determine if any criminal charges will be filed against the shooter. Yeah, be careful when you do that turkey hunting. It can be a little dangerous.
Gobble, gobble, gobble,
gobble. Yeah, right. I don't even bother going turkey hunting no more. I had my head shot off once. Our final and naked Florida story of the night comes from Local 10 News in Miami.
Is this a potential why not me story?
I don't know. You can open the story and see. I didn't put the picture of the person. Yeah, maybe. I guess that could possibly be your type. So
why not?
Yeah, why not? Joe's standards are. I mean, he's young. I mean, really, at the end of the day, he's young and he doesn't look scary. So I mean, when you reach middle age, that's all that counts in the gay world, right? Our final naked Florida story of the night comes from Local 10 News in Miami and brings us some of the joy of tourist season in Florida. According to the Key West Police Department, police received a call from the staff at Rick's Bar at 202 Duval Street that Trey, a 28-year-old naval serviceman of Wichita, Kansas, was being aggressive and disorderly towards staff and patrons. Police said officers encountered him in the 500 block of Green Street after he was refused entry to the nearby Sloppy Joe's bar. They said officers handcuffed Trey and he pulled his pants down and began to masturbate. Woo-hoo, he must have liked the handcuffing thing. Which I'm kind of questioning. If they cuffed him, how the hell did he start masturbating?
Humped himself?
Yeah, no, I'm... Actually, now that they said... Hey, officer's handcuff tray... Oh, after he pulled down his pants and began to masturbate. I'm sorry, I misread that. He was bopping the baloney and then he got handcuffed. The arrest report states a man inside Sloppy Joe told officers he was shocked by the act. And police... I'm sure he was shocked by the act. He was shocked that he didn't get a happy ending. And police wrote that Trey's penis was exposed for everyone to see in the bar and the surrounding area on Duval Street. According to police, as officers walked him to a cruiser, Trey delivered a high kick to an officer, striking him on the shoulder. The officer was unhurt, and police took Trey down. Trey was taken to Monroe County Sheriff's Officer, Key West Jail Facility, on charges of battery on an officer, resisting arrest and exposure of sexual naughty bits. He had not been given bond as of Thursday morning, according to jail records. And that is it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. Join. You two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. And don't forget me and Roger, too.
All right, I got to work in
Why don't
now.
You be a part of our Unique studio experience?
Unique.
You can chat during our live broadcasts.
Unique.
Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule.
Where's
Just
my
scroll weed? Down to the chat room. Pick a nickname and chat. But now, go
really
grab your bombs and inhale biatches.
It's kind of
In
tricky.
Just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, I got a show title. It just came to me.
No.
It just came to me. Stroking your fluffy chicken on Duval Street.
Stroking
your fluffy chicken on Duval Street. D-U-V-A-L, I believe.
I think that trumps everything I have.
There we go.
Duval Street, stroking your fluffy chicken on Duval Street. I like that. That has so many triple and quadruple entendres.
It delivers excitement and mystery and animals and excitement and mystery and chickens. Chickens are important. They bring us chicken and eggs.
Fart.
And you need eggs to have bread and cake. Imagine the world without cake, Joe.
Oh, God. That would be a horrible world.
Right? We need the chickens.
But you know...
Save the chickens.
I've had great flourless cakes.
Okay.
I've had great gluten-free cakes.
Okay.
So, you know...
Have you had great eggless cakes? Try an eggless cake, Joe. Try a vegan
cake.
You have to eat a vegan cake.
I've had vegan chocolate chip cookies, which were quite good, and I've lost the recipe, unfortunately.
I see. Vegan cake is kind of really dense for me.
These were not dense.
I see.
These had such a nice texture to it. They were beautiful. And I used oil. I didn't use butter.
I see.
I do remember using oil in these cookie recipes. If you have a vegan recipe, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We look forward to hearing anything you have to offer back to us.
Even if it's not a vegan recipe, we don't care. We'll listen to anything. You know, just you know, give us a holler. All right, so we got a show title.
Yep, I'm going to write that show title in the script. And then do we have any updates on our studio moves and such coming up soon to a studio near you?
Not necessarily, other than I got a working lighter now.
Yay!
I had to rummage through the sofa cushions and Roger and the bathroom and...
Oh, boy.
I eventually found one kind of hidden under a pile of papers in Dick White's office. It smells kind of funny in there, but I just closed the door and walked away.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you found your wallet. Your lighter. That's important.
Hey, you know.
You know.
Without lighters, there is no happiness.
There is no happiness without lighters. Watching anything new on television?
Surprisingly, no. Let me think. Actually, kind of. I've been kind of roped back into the Murder, She Wrote channel.
Okay.
I find myself strangely attracted to it.
Where does one find the Murder, She Wrote channel?
You can find it on the Roku. The Roku Live TV thingy.
The Roku
works.
Live TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is a Roku, and they have the Murder, She Wrote channel, and the Price is Right channel, and the Wheel of
Fortune. I have
a
Roku box. Well, it's a Roku 3, I think.
Well, you just go to the Roku Live TV.
Interesting. So I think I might be able to connect that up to a monitor, actually.
It should have an HDMI output on it.
Yeah, and I can connect it to a secondary monitor in the office.
An M&M&I.
You know, since you had mentioned that sometime in the future you'll be visiting the Chicago office a little more often, I'm like, I need to spruce this place up. I need to fix things up. Get the books all dusted off.
Right, you got to dust it off.
You know,
got to get
clean all the stains.
Got to get that hooker out of the bed finally.
Yes,
hooker's been hanging out in the back forever. My God, I hope you're not paying a lot for that hooker. Hooker's kind of angly looking.
No.
Okay, well, as long as it's a cheap hooker, then that's all right.
They make me oatmeal and eggs in the morning.
Oh, well, there you go. Wave was an
they
oatmeal.
Sit, we play, then they wipe my butthole after I'm done pooping.
Wow, how about that? When that escalated quickly. Tonight on Joe's Secret Passions. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, ultimately.
Wow. I mean, of all the things that I could think of, yeah, that's, I guess that is definitely something that would make life more convenient, you know? I mean,
yeah.
If you
well, what would make
yourself,
life more convenient for a single person like me is a bidet.
Oh, God, I would love a bidet even not as a single person.
I would love to install a bidet on my toilet system, but, you know. Probably would have to have a plumber for that.
I want like a power bidet.
Bidet.
Like when you drive through the car wash, I need a power. I want a power bidet.
You want a brush to come up?
I want a brush to come up. I want the foaming. I want the foaming bubbles. I want the not so hot wax treatment. I want the clear coat treatment. I want all that. I want it all. I want the undercoating, pre-wash.
With the fresh wax, minty scent.
The fresh minty scent. I prefer jasmine, thank you. And, you know, I mean, hey, you know. That's just, that would be the bidet, you know. It's kind of like, you know, get these little spinny brushes that come out and whirl around.
Oh, look, I have a bowl I have to smoke. That's great.
Wow. You're already high and you need to smoke some more. How about that?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
You know, this is like my day off, so I need to grocery shop. I need to relax also.
You try to do everything.
Sometimes I need to do a little bit of work. You know, so it gets to be like, you know, something.
Something. Sometimes you just got to smoke yourself into fuck oblivion.
Yeah. Now, the good thing is after the show tonight and we post everything, make sure everything is ready and set and go, and we finish our post-show activities, you know, a lot of times I'll put on something on YouTube and I'll just fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then I'll wake up really early in the morning and I'll start my laundry then. And then I'll come back and I'll go back to sleep.
Oh.
I'll set a timer for like 30 minutes.
Well, how about that? Yeah, no.
You know.
I'll go to sleep. I'll go throw something on the TV. I've been doing my Star Trek thing lately. You know, the Next Generation at 9.
Yeah.
Deep Space 9 at 10. Usually by Voyager, I'm passed out. Got the TV on a timer.
Okay. Captain Janeway doesn't keep you awake.
Don't get me wrong, I like Captain Janeway. You know, she's wonderful, and I like because she does an eyebrow pop thing that I love seeing when she, like, when the going gets tough and she's got something up her sleeve, she pops her eyebrow, and it's quite yes. humorous. I love it. But unfortunately, by the time she comes around, I'm tired. Because, you know, I get up early, too, so I'm tired, and I'm just ready for bed at that point. I'm
yeah, like, I hear
no,
you.
Forget it. And I pass out, but it's fine. It's all good. I mean, I've seen all the Next Generation episodes like 500 times. Deep
right?
Space Nine, I've seen like 300 times.
You know,
I can lie there. I can lie there in bed with my eyes closed, and I'm like, I just picture. I can see in my head. I can see in my head what is going on based on what the actors are. I'm like, I see the whole scene. I don't even have to watch the TV anymore. Just close my eyes and I see it.
TNG came out in, I think, 86, 87.
Yes.
And I started watching it when I lived in... or on Laverne Street.
Okay.
And I was still kind of... how old was I then? I think fourth grade, third grade, something like that.
Oh, you couldn't have been moved. Third grade in 86.
Second grade, maybe?
No.
I was 10 years old. No, I was older. I was.
Yeah, like, I would say, yeah. I was in sixth grade in 89.
Oh, maybe I was in eighth grade.
Probably eighth grade.
Yeah, it was in eighth grade. Getting ready for middle school.
See, I picked it up towards my late middle school and then in high school. So yeah. I picked it up towards the end. But they were rerunning the earlier episodes every day of the week. So what I would do is I would watch the new one would come out, I think, someday during the week. And then I would, at some point every night, I don't remember what channel it was, but they would run reruns of them. And I would just watch. I would watch the reruns of them.
Yeah.
And that's how I became
familiar. You know, I remember vividly watching in the mornings during the summers Lost in Space.
I could never
like
get
having
into that
cereal,
show.
Having cereal. Sometimes I would watch it at home. Sometimes I would watch it at a friend's house.
Okay.
And then we'd all go off to day camp.
Ah,
at the
day
Chicago
camp.
Park District.
Yes. Yes. Don't we all know day camp well?
And my imagination at that time took me to the playground, and I pretended that one of the things there was, like, the spaceship.
Ooh.
Sometimes I would get a friend in on it, and, you know, we would pretend we're blasting off to a planet or something. But most of the times, it was just me.
Just you blasting off to your
just
butthole.
Me. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, no, I could never get into that show. It just didn't nab me. And I could never get into the original Star Trek either. For some reason, the original Star Trek never really got me. And I always kind of just... I don't know. I'll watch it now, but I still don't get into it for some reason. Something about the way the story flows doesn't get me. Just like Enterprise. I couldn't get into that.
Huh, okay.
You know, the one that came after Voyager. I just couldn't get into it. I was like, I watched it, and it just didn't hook me. You know, so, but it's kind of funny how these things work. I mean, the damn franchise has been running for God knows how long now, you know, so.
Right, and there's so much more Star Trek that has come out with Discovery.
Oh my God, there's so much I haven't even seen. I'll catch up with that shit when I'm... We watched Lower Decks for a little bit. I think we caught it for a little while. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't stick with it.
But that's more sarcastic, right?
Yes,
it's more sarcastic.
Oh, well, which is fine, because, I mean, I belong to a Star Trek shitposting group online, which I absolutely love, because who doesn't like to talk shit about Star Trek when you love it at the same time?
I guess so.
You know, I mean, come on.
What else?
Deanna Troi never feels anything, but then all of a sudden you get next to this two-dimensional object and she can't do anything, and she can't feel, and all of a sudden she freaks out. I can't feel anything. Bitch, last five missions, the captain asked you, do you feel anything, Deanna? I feel nothing, Captain. Well, there you go. Why are you all upset? Don't feel anything anyway half the damn time.
Ooh, yeah.
See? You know? You can love the show and make fun of it at the same time. That's my thing with it. I love it. I absolutely love it. But there are some strange inconsistencies that happen. some odd and unusual things, but
yeah.
But it is all good. It is all good, you know.
You've been listening to the Plethora segment of the Joe and Anthony Show.
Just rambling on about bullshit before the ugly lights come on, and we give you our final plea to listen to us and our station and our old stuff, and we give you some weedy shit right at the end, and then we let you go.
And if then you I'm not correct, the next show is going to be Monday, April 8th.
That should be correct. Monday, April 8th.
Good. Monday, April
8th. Yeah, we're trying to do every 2 weeks, folks. It's been a little weird these past. We had some family emergencies last week. We had some other things the week before. I think, Joe, you had some shit going on. I had some shit going on.
A lot of things going on.
There's just a lot going on right now. So when we can, we grab and we'll run a show and we'll make sure we get one in. Mm. So if you don't hear from us for a few weeks, don't fret. I mean, it is summertime for you're getting into summertime for Joe. Your spring, you're starting to ramp up with a lot of shit. And I'm getting ready to fucking move 1,200 miles across the damn country. So shit gets a little out of hand some days, and we just don't feel like writing a script. But keep us on your RSS feed. And it's the LG Lights, and Miss Fletcher just showed up in the studio. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Well, I want an autograph on something from Mrs. Fletcher. That's all I can say.
That's good.
Anyway,
she get something. Maybe she'll autograph your butthole.
No. Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
She could use the vibrating pen from the insurance wheel. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to hot 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiampa Radio's Technic-Q audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with perpetual thrusts.
Oh my goodness.
Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with Superjet Bidet.
Ooh.
And Last Podcast Recall.
We like
wherever
Superjet
you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
Absolutely.
I have a taste for a hot dog.
Do you have a taste for a hot dog?
Yeah, all that talk about a $187 hot dog. Yeah, right?
$187. I guess I would try it. I'm not necessarily a fan of foie gras, but I mean, I think it said it was fried, wasn't it? So
yeah.
Yeah. So it might not be bad. So that's America, where you can go get a hot dog that's got foie gras and gold foiled leaf on it for $180 while somebody just a few blocks down the street is probably starving and homeless. God bless America.
Yes.
But I'd still try the $180 hot dog, although I can't get it no more. I've been looking at, I've been scoping out a couple of Michelin-starred restaurants in the Chicago area that I'm thinking about giving a try, just for the hell of it.
Those usually require group activities. So that,
absolutely.
That might be interesting.
Yes, you would be totally, you know, invited. I'm trying to go things that are, you know, reasonable with the budget. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't try to sell your offspring after you dress them up like a turkey while you masturbate for Sloppy Joe. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a G for Grope.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com.
royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.